USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The attempt to prevent the removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has failed.
The yeas are 208, the nays are 218. The motion is not adopted.
This sets the stage for a House vote to remove him after an hour of debate. McCarthy initiated the vote on his speakership in response to a motion by Representative Matt Gaetz. Gaetz is displeased with McCarthy's collaboration with Democrats on a short-term funding bill. Seems that all Democrats, along with a few Republicans, are inclined to support McCarthy's removal. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. The charges came after a previous plea deal which permitted him to enter a diversion program unraveled due to scrutiny from a federal judge. Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, are in a Manhattan courtroom for a second day in a civil fraud trial. Trump again blasting prosecutors on his way into the New York courthouse.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case. And she should probably be dismissed also.
They are accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. New York AG Letitia James is pursuing a $250 million fine. Jury selection is in progress for the trial of FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He's facing federal charges including wire fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering, to which he's pleaded not guilty. If convicted, certain counts could lead to 20-year prison terms. And a recent study is revealing that the U.S. economy suffered a nearly $4 billion blow due to the United Auto Workers strike. The losses encompass reduced worker wages and production dips at GM, Ford, and Stellantis. The research firm Anderson Economic Group also factors in added expenses for suppliers, dealers, and consumers. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Congress must act promptly to ensure uninterrupted U.S. aid for Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasizing this today, citing the omitted funding in the short-term government spending bill.
As President Biden made clear, we cannot under any circumstances allow America's support for Ukraine to be interrupted. Time is not our friend.
He stated that any delay could significantly impact the ongoing conflict with Russia. President Biden anticipates House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will advance a Ukraine aid bill through his chamber. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar is back at work at the Capitol after being carjacked at gunpoint near the U.S. Capitol last night. Three men surrounded his car after he opened the door. Cuellar handed over the keys calmly and the suspects fled. Police are still searching for them after recovering Cuellar's vehicle. Former President Trump seems to be weighing in on the drama surrounding House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump questioned why Republicans are fighting with each other instead of focusing on countering the radical left Democrats whom he believes are destroying the country. His post preceded a vote on a motion brought by Representative Matt Gaetz to remove the House Speaker from his position. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations today to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history later this week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.